You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, first up, I spoke with George Fenwick, who is a resident on Sarsfield Street in Herne Bay, where Rod Duke, the managing director of Briscoe's, is currently building his new house. However, Rod is taking the Auckland Council to court because he believes it is unfair that he only be allowed to use his private helipad 3 times a week. What do we think about that, guys?
Just a tad privileged over there.
Yes. Who uses it more than 3 times a week?
Well, that's the thing. Apparently he wishes to take his visitors to different golf spots around the country.
Oh, that's a necessity.
And he might wish to show them Auckland from above, from a bird's eye point of view. And he's arguing that because his neighbours down the end of the street, the other end of Sentinel Beach, are allowed to use it up to 6 times a week, why shouldn't he be allowed to? However, two quite different spots, one quite far away from residential areas and from the beach, his will be right on the beach. So it is quite a different argument.
It's ridiculous.
So I think it's silly that he's sort of thinking he falls under the same umbrella when it's two very different circumstances. However, George gives a comment on that, so let's see what his next door neighbour has to say about it.
We haven't heard anything, no. And I did read that he had reached out to Herne Bay residents, and we just have not heard anything. To be honest, we our house is kind of hard to access from the street,
right?
But we have a letterbox, so
so we count.
Yeah.
So how far away from the site are you?
Literally across the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we go to the beach a lot, and you can see him constructing you can see all the construction work on the house.
Mm.
And there are a couple of boathouses on Sentinel Beach, but they're definitely, I don't know which one he's going to use, but both of them are right on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, and that will be so disruptive if he's using his helicopter all the time.
Yeah, it genuinely really, really does piss me off because I read that he wants to be able to do it so that he doesn't have to drive to Onehunga to then fly to his golf course or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
And it literally takes 20 minutes to drive to Onehunga, and the fact that he wants to be able to fly in and out so that he can play golf, which would disrupt, you know, at any point there can be about 50 to 100 people on that beach.
Yeah.
And the beach is like a free activity, particularly Sentinel Beach, which is close to town.
Mm.
People don't have to drive to it, so people without cars can go there.
Mm.
It's something that everyone can enjoy, and all classes and types of people can come and swim at the beach. And he, so that he can do his, like, you know, rich people pastime.
Yeah, exactly. And take his friends that come into town and...
Yeah, and it's such a, like, dick-swinging, rich man way to live.
Mm.
You know, it's frustrating. And also, I read that he's going to turn the boathouse into some sort of, like, entertainment centre. So, you know, you think, you know, if you want to go for an evening swim...
Yes.
And he's hosting some soiree there.
Yes, exactly.
It's just going to be weird and disruptive and not cool.
Because is there other people on the street that also have helipads and use their helicopters?
Well, that's what he said, and he wants to be treated as an equal like these other people. But I can't think of anyone who flies directly onto the beach.
Yes, yeah.
There obviously there's a whole ton of wealth in Herne Bay, and I'm sure there are helicopter flyers in the area.
Mm.
But I can't remember a time that I've seen someone fly directly onto Sentinel Beach. And that's where I think his situation is different. These people are flying onto their properties, which are, you know, up on the cliffs or whatever.
Mm.
But he literally wants to land on the beach, which would, you know, throw sand on people's picnics and blow small children away.
Basically. Exactly. I mean, essentially it's a community space, and he is trying to say he is entitled to it.
Yeah.
which just doesn't make sense.
I know. And because other rich people can do it, he's like, oh, well, why can't I?
Mm.
And it's that kind of his inability to see how it's different, and the fact that he actually wants to land on a public place, you know, and a public place where people who are less fortunate than him can come and have a nice time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.